Heidi. Sean, at this point, we want to get the lights up, and we're going to recognize our seniors. And Mr. Collins, I'm going to turn the mic over to him. He's going to introduce our seniors and their parents.
First senior I'd like to recognize is Brian Quinos. Brian is the son of Matt and Kim Quinos. Brian has been in the band for 7 years. He's also a member of the jazz band. Brian plans to get a job after high school and eventually become a landscaper. Where'd you go, Mr. McClure? Our next senior is Ruth Pitts. Ruth is daughter of Mike and Teresa Pitts. Ruth has been in band 7 years. She's been a section leader, a member of the COC band, a member of the jazz band, and participated in district solo and ensemble contests. Ruth plans on attending UMKC, where she will pursue a career in medicine. Next senior is Amy Bolton. She's the daughter of David and Patty Bolton. She has been in band for 7 years, received 1 ratings at district contest, and a section leader for the flutes. Amy plans on attending SBU and majoring in elementary education. Trisha Barton is the daughter of Tony and Tanya Barton. She has been a member of band for 7 years and has served as section leader, band officer, and is first chair in her section. She has participated in solo and ensemble contests at district and state. Trisha will be attending the University of Kansas, where she will major in pre-med and minor in instrumental music education. Jacob Dixon is the son of David and Beth Dixon. He has been in band for 7 years, also a member of the jazz band. Jacob will enjoy his summer and then attend SBU in the fall. Bailey Weatherford is the daughter of Barbara and Dusty McMurrin. She has been in band for 7 years and has received various awards, including 1 ratings at district contest. Bailey plans to go to college, major in music education, and eventually hopes to own her own fine arts academy. Ellen Atkinson is the daughter of Dan and Pat Atkinson. She has been in band for 7 years, has received numerous awards, including section leader, all district and state 1 ratings, and band council member. Ellen plans to attend college at Asbury College. John Shikles is the son of Craig and Linda Shikles. John has been in band for 7 years, color guard and winter guard for 1 year. John plans to attend St. John's School of Nursing and become a flight nurse. Gerald Lienertz is the son of Rebecca Lienertz. Gerald has been in band for 7 years, has participated in district and state music contests, and is first chair in his section. Gerald plans to attend SMS after high school, where he will major in computer science. Jack Jones is the son of Nancy Jones. Jack has been in band for 7 years, and is first chair, section leader of the French Horns, and is also band president. Jack plans on attending SMS to study computer science so he can be just like his good pal Gerald. Jared Reed is the son of Roy and Amber Reed. Jared has been in band 7 years, is section leader for the tubas, and has participated in honors band and district and state music festival. Jared is also a member of the jazz band and plans on attending OTC for 2 years after high school. April Talbert. April is daughter of Cindy Talbert. April has been in band 4 years, color guard for 4 years. She has been captain of the winter guard for 2 years. April will attend OTC this fall. Sarah Griggs. Sarah is the daughter of Leonard Griggs and Jim and Robin Kennedy. Sarah has been in color guard for 4 years and band for 4 years. She has been color guard captain for 2 years. Sarah will attend the Air Force Academy this fall in Colorado Springs and study aerospace. Give another round of applause for all of our seniors and their parents.
You guys can be seated. And Ellen, you need to stay up here, please. Ellen wasn't here. She may not know this, but she wasn't here for the band banquet. And Ellen, you are the proud recipient, I hope, of the John Philip Sousa Award, which is the highest honor a band student can receive. And now that Ellen's really been put on the spot, she's going to play her solo from State. Here she goes. We had quite a time with this solo. Ellen just does a fantastic job on this, and this is one of the hardest trombone concertos you can play. This one in particular one is written for trombone or baritone, and when we got to district contest, Ellen just, I don't think she missed a note. She played beautifully, and we got to the end, and the judge called me over and said, I don't think this is a multi-movement piece. And he argued, and we argued back and forth, and we probably argued for 15 minutes about whether this is a three-movement piece or not. And he was going to give her a two. And so when we got home, we did a little research, sent a few emails, made a few calls, and we found out that, yes, it is three movements. So she did receive her one rating. This is Concerto